my kids, just kidding. I know you're not kids. Audio Boo Land. This is Celtic Eagle. Keeping it pretty low key because I'm trying to get rid of a headache. But I thought I'd post a question on my timeline. It's not really blindness related, so I'm not posting it to any of the channels. But I've got a little bit of a thing. So basically, my contract with my employer, LiveLingua, allows me to work for other companies so long as I do not poach students from LiveLingua. You know, so I can work for another school or whatever, but I can't discuss it with my students at LiveLingua or whatever and try and get them to go to somewhere else that's cheaper or whatever. I just can't do that. It'll get me fired. Which is not my idea of a good time. But what I did do is, I put my teaching profile up on a website called Verbal Planet, which is basically a freelance site for teachers that want to get freelance work. So you put your profile up, and you can choose to do an introduction video and stuff like that. And everything, but my thing is, how do I, my little bit of a dilemma or whatever is, how do I let that be known? How do I let that be known and maybe put links to that profile or whatever without violating my contract for LiveLingua? So basically, I can't do anything to conflict with LiveLingua, to draw students away from it or anything like that. So what I'm wondering is if any of you have experience with this sort of thing where you have freelance work but you also work for a company, how do you juggle the two? You know, because I'm very much a rule follower. Those of you that know me personally know this. I'm very much a rule follower. I'm very much a, you know, someone who wants to follow the rules and not mess things up and whatever. I'm a little bit of a rebel at heart about some things, but not this. anyway, yeah, so basically, how do I juggle the two? Because I think LiveLingua is a very good school, but my rates on the freelance thing are cheaper, and I wouldn't say that in my marketing, but it's the truth. And I can say that to you guys because none of you is affiliated with either. But for those of you who do freelance work as well as working for a company, how would I juggle that? I would like some input. And if any of you have bothered to listen this long, please tell me. Where's the best place to get an Ethernet cable? Thanks. Bye. What's... Oh, yeah.